Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. In a group conversation, the topic of Scorpio was being discussed. You've heard me say on the show a few times, and it was actually thrown back in my face. You said Scorpio has a hard time letting go. I said, yes, I did. But let me ask you a question. Do you think that only applies to Scorpio? They paused. The answer is no. Letting go is not just a Scorpio thing. It's a fixed energy thing. Fixed signs and letting go. What is letting go? Letting go is the conscious process of releasing attachments to outcomes, people, emotions, beliefs, or identities that no longer serve your growth or well-being. It's not a forgetting or suppressing or giving up. It's an act of acceptance that creates inner freedom. At its core, letting go means releasing your grip on something, a person, an outcome, an emotion, belief, or a past event that you've been holding on to. Why is it so hard for people to let go? People struggle with letting go because it threatens their sense of safety, identity, and understanding of the world. Identity fusion. We merge our sense of self with what we're holding on to. Releasing a grudge, a role, or a relationship feels like losing a piece of ourselves. Who am I without this? Becomes terrifying. Our nervous system craves familiar patterns, even painful ones. Letting go disrupts the narrative, creating cognitive dissonance the brain perceives as a threat. We invested so much time, emotions, energy. Releasing feels like admitting it was all wasted, which is unbearable. We choose the familiar, localized pain, the hurt of the past, the strain of control, our existential pain, facing the unknown, the emptiness of uncertainty. The known hell feels safer than the unfamiliar heaven. The devil I know is better than the devil I don't know, right? People love to cling on to the past. We hold on to not what is, but the hope that the past could have been different. An impossible, torturous loop. We hold the hot, cold thinking we're protecting ourselves and maintaining our justice, but we're the ones being burned. Letting go requires trading the illusion of control for actual peace. When people think about which zodiac signs struggle with letting go, Scorpio immediately comes to mind. And yes, Scorpio does hold on deeply, intensely, sometimes obsessively. But here's what gets missed. Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius are all the four fixed signs of the zodiac, and they each have their own relationship with attachment, commitment, and release. The struggle isn't uniquely to Scorpio. It's a fixed sign trait. What changes is how each one holds on and what they refuse to release. In astrology, the zodiac is divided into three qualities, cardinal, mutable, fixed. Think of this as the rhythm of any process or a season. Each season has three parts, a beginning, a middle, and an end. Cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. They initiate, they start things, spark change, and set things in motion. Mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, they adapt. They're flexible, transitional, and help things evolve. But Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, they're fixed signs, and they love to sustain. They arrive in the middle of each season. Taurus is the middle of spring. Leo is the middle of summer. Scorpio is the middle of fall. Aquarius is the middle of winter, when what's been started needs to be stabilized and preserved. They're the weight that keeps the tent from blowing away in the wind. Fixed Energy says, this is what we're doing. This is who I am. This is what matters. Once Fixed Signs invest emotionally, physically, mentally, or spiritually, they expect continuity. They build their lives around what they've claimed as theirs. Letting go feels like undoing something earned, betraying something sacred, or dismantling a structure they worked hard to create. This isn't stubbornness for stubbornness' sake. It's loyalty. It's integrity. It's refusal to be flaky or abandon what they've committed to. But when something is truly over, when a chapter has ended, when growth requires release, Fixed Signs face their greatest challenge. Each Fixed Sign expresses this through a different element, which shapes what they hold on to and why it's so hard to release. How does each Fixed Sign struggle with letting go? Let's break them down. By the way, this applies to not just the Taurus sun. This applies to your Fixed Sign house as well. Find these signs in your chart. What house are they on? What planets are in it? This applies to that area. Taurus, fixed earth, letting go of security. Earth is physical, tangible, body-based. It's about the material world. What you can touch, taste, see, and feels safe within. Taurus holds on to comfort, material stability, and routines. Relationships or jobs that provide safety, physical environments and possessions. Taurus is fixed earth. Change threatens survival and nervous system regulation. The body remembers. The hands remember. Even unhealthy stability can feel safer than uncertainty. For Taurus, letting go isn't just mental, it's physical. Their whole system needs to know what replaces this. Only when a new form of security is available or the old one becomes physically unbearable. Taurus asks, is it safe? Hey Taurus, you know I got some questions for you. What are you holding on to because it once felt safe, even if it no longer serves you? Where in your body do you feel resistance when you think about letting go? What small step toward change could you take that would still honor your need for security? Are you staying because it's truly stable or because you're afraid of the unknown? That's my Taurus smoke. Leo, fixed fire. Letting go of identity and pride. Fire is about identity, spirit, self-expression, and vitality. It's the life force, the creative spark, the sense of self. Hey Leo, you hold on to your self-image and roles that you've grown into. Recognition, admiration, and visibility. Relationships tied to loyalty, love, or honor. Creative work that once defined your worth. Leo is a fixed fire. Once they decide who they are, that identity becomes sacred. Releasing something can feel like ego death, not just change. If they let go of the role, the relationship, the applause, who are they without it? Their heart is involved, their pride is at stake. Leo will let go when they realize their worth and light exist independently of the role, relationship, or applause. Leo doesn't let go through detachment. They let go through love, by choosing themselves again and crowning themselves anew. Leo asks, who am I without this? Leo questions to reflect on. Let me ask you, Leo, what part of your identity are you clinging to because you fear of becoming invisible without it? Are you holding on to this person, this role, or project out of love or out of pride? Where have you dimmed your own light trying to keep something alive that's already gone? What would it mean to honor what was? Release it with ceremony and choose yourself again. Leo, you're dismissed. Scorpio, step to the line. Scorpio is fixed water, letting go of emotional control. Water is emotional, intuitive, relational, and deeply feeling. It's about what flows beneath the surface. Bonds, secrets, psychological undercurrents. Hey, Scorpio, you hold on to emotional bonds, even painful ones. Power dynamics and unresolved attachments, grievances, secrets, and deep psychological imprints. Scorpio is fixed water. Emotions run deep and don't evaporate easily. Letting go feels like losing emotional leverage or becoming vulnerable without protection. Scorpio needs to understand the why before they can release. They need to know the full truth of it all, not just think of it. Scorpio is finally ready to let go only after the emotional truth is fully faced and transformation feels unavoidable. Scorpio releases through death and rebirth, completely and permanently. Scorpio asks, what power do I lose? Scorpio, don't try to sneak out the back door without getting these questions. I know you like to hide. Scorpio questions, what emotional bond are you holding on to? Because letting go feels like losing control. Why are you keeping this attachment alive? To avoid feeling powerless or feeling exposed. What truth have you been avoiding that would make release inevitable? What version of yourself is ready to die? Kill, kill, kill. Die, die, die. So a new one can be born. Scorpio, you're dismissed. Aquarius, step to the front of the line. Aquarius is fixed air, letting go of beliefs and detachment. Air is mental, intellectual, principle, and idea-based. It's about thoughts, systems, philosophies, and how we make sense of the world. Hey, Aquarius, if you even listening. Aquarius holds on to ideologies, mental frameworks, and principles. Their vision of independence or detachment, being different or outside the system. Aquarius is fixed air. Their beliefs and intellectual structure define how they understand the world. Changing a belief can feel like intellectual betrayal or a loss of autonomy. They've reasoned their way into this position. Letting go feels like admitting they were wrong or that their logic failed them. Aquarius is finally ready to let go when the evidence, lived experience, or collective evolution proves the old system no longer works. Aquarius releases through mental breakthrough, suddenly, clearly, and often at once. Aquarius asks, what truth do I abandon? Aquarius, if you have room in that air in your head, ask yourself these questions. What belief or principle are you holding on to because your identity is wrapped in being right about it? Are you using detachment as a shield to avoid the vulnerability of real change? Where has your need to be different or independent kept you isolated from growth? What new framework is trying to emerge that old logic can't accommodate? Fixed signs don't resist change because they are weak or stubborn for the sake of it. They resist because something sacred was claimed there. They committed. They built. They believe. Taurus asks, is it safe? Leo asks, who am I without this? Scorpio asks, what power do I lose? Aquarius asks, what truth do I abandon? These aren't small questions. They're survival questions, identity questions, soul questions. And that's why letting go is so hard for fixed signs. Not because they don't know something is over, but because releasing it means facing a void of what comes next. It means trusting that they can rebuild, redefine, and reclaim themselves on the other side. When fixed signs finally do let go, it's not halfway, it's not temporary, it's complete. Because if fixed energy is going to invest in something new, it has to fully release the old. And when they do, when Taurus finds the new ground, when Leo reclaims their light, when Scorpio transforms, when Aquarius evolves, they don't just survive the release. They become unshakable in a whole new way. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to the website, hit contact, drop me a message there. Send an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. If you want to have a private conversation with me, come to the website, book a reading. I'd love to have that conversation with you. And if you want to show your appreciation, send your boy a tip. I am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I appreciate it in advance. Until the next time, I'm Paul He. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.